The New York Times crossword is among the most respected puzzles in the world and is syndicated to more than 300 newspapers. According to archives, only four Arkansans have constructed puzzles for the Times. One of those is Judge Vic Fleming of Little Rock, who joins me now. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So how did you get involved with making crossword puzzles?
Well, I started solving crosswords in junior high. My mother got me started. That continued through college, and in law school, I actually made a few crossword puzzles. It was a time-consuming hobby, though, so I decided to put it aside and come back to it after someone invented computers and the internet.
And how did you manage to get published in the New York Times?
In 2003, I remember seeing a 60 Minutes interview with Will Shortz, and I took that as a nudge from the universe to return to crossword puzzle construction that I'd abandoned 25 years earlier. In late 2003, I remember I submitted a puzzle a week for 13 weeks to the New York Times, and the result was 13 rejections. And at Will Shortz's suggestion, I got a mentor, two actually, Peter Abide, a lawyer in Mississippi, and Nelson Hardy from Rhode Island, who actually made a living writing crossword puzzles for Dell magazines. These guys shared their experiences and expertise with me in early 2004, and since that time, virtually every puzzle I've written has been published, including 46 in the New York Times.
So as I mentioned, you're among an elite group of only four Arkansans that we know of who've had crosswords published in the Times. Who were the others?
Helen Pettigrew of Charleston, Arkansas, had one in the Times in 1974. Before that, though, her crosswords had appeared in publications all over the country for over 45 years, including the New York World, the New York Herald Tribune, and the Los Angeles Times. And then there was Justice George Rose Smith, who sat on the Arkansas Supreme Court for 37 years. He had 10 Sunday New York Times puzzles between 1972 and 1983, and he was also published in other venues, including Random House puzzle books. And the one other person was Judith Dalton, who moved to Little Rock from Ohio in 1987. She had 8 Sunday New York Times puzzles between 1981 and 1993, and she was also regularly published in Simon & Schuster puzzle books.
So there was a movie that came out about 12 years ago called Wordplay, about crossword puzzles, and you have a part in that?
Yes. In 2005, I went to the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament for the first time. This annual competition doubles as a kind of annual meeting for the industry, so to speak. And that year, O'Malley Creedon Productions of Los Angeles was on-site shooting footage for a documentary about crosswords. And I remember everybody saying, what could be more boring than that? But anyhow, there was a talent show on Saturday night between the rounds of the tournament. And at this show, I performed an original song titled, If You Don't Come Across, I'm Gonna Be Down. Well, the filmmakers liked the song, left me in the movie, and licensed the song for use in the credits. This film, which also featured President Bill Clinton, John Stewart, Ken Burns, the Indigo Girls, and several other celebrities, was accepted to the Sundance Film Festival, and in 2006, it grossed over $3 million at the box office.
So finally, you've created a crossword puzzle for our fall fun drive, which is available for download at KUAR.org, and it's called Stations for Donations. Anything to say about this?
Well, I think my friends Mary Ellen Cubitt and Brad Minnick were behind this, but when you asked if I would write such a puzzle for the fall drive, I was honored to say yes. And without spoiling the puzzle, I will tease out one clue right here. 61 down is a four-letter word, and the clue is Weekend Edition Sunday host Garcia Navarro. Can you get that one?
We'll have to see. Well, thank you so much for doing that. We're delighted to have you write this puzzle. That's Vic Fleming, who has written 46 puzzles for the New York Times over the years. Great talking to you.
It's been fun.
This is KUAR 89.1.